Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuwarawa nā Tanahira Tuku Wingwa. This is your Wātea News. A former New Zealand soldier who has worked in South Asia says all eyes will now be on whether the Taliban can run the country without stoking up the civil war. The Taliban has returned to the capital, Kabul, 20 years after they were forced out by a United States-led international force in response to the 9/11 attack on New York's World Trade Center by Al-Qaeda, which had training camps in the country. New Zealand troops were part of that force. Chris Kumeroa, who now works in security and risk analysis, was posted for 2 years to Pakistan, where he had indirect dealings with the Taliban, Al-Qaeda and ISIS. As well as Western nations, Afghanistan's immediate neighbours, Iran, Pakistan, India and China, have backed various warring parties, adding to the instability. He says the future is now clearly up to the Taliban.
There is a sort of hearts and minds campaign. They're not going to cause undue unrest in the country where it starts to create simmering of a civil war.
Chris Kumeroa. A Far North iwi leader says an accord aimed at building on the Muri Whenua Treaty Settlement is gaining momentum. Nine ministers were in Kaitaia last week for the annual hui to monitor the process of the Te Huku Accord. Te Rārawa Chair Hami Piripi says it allows the Crown to align its services with the priorities of iwi and also gives the iwi better data for planning. Recent advances have included the co-design of programs to address family harm and an $8 million program to buy and install water tanks in homes and community facilities.
That was a really a key Tapu Allen king hit. She came in her ministerial capacity and she gave effect to what people had been promising for years. And we are so impressed with her because she's got the guts to stand up for what she really thinks should happen. And she made a decision like that, which is quite a big decision, to fund 800 tanks.
Hami Piripi says the Te Huku Accord process is also allowing the iwi to use their settlement assets more effectively to create jobs and opportunities. Bay of Islands Hospital in Kawakawa has now opened a dedicated clinic space for traditional rongoā healing. North DHB Māori Health's General Manager Dr. Moana Tane says there was a strong cry from whānau for access to rongoā Māori services. The service will include karakia, wairua healing, whitiwhiti kōrero, mirimiri, romiromi, waireka, wairākau and panipani. Practitioner Tohi Ashby says rongoā Māori isn't one or two things like mirimiri or pani, but an overall way of life. There will be a clinic every Friday and practitioners will also be available to visit patients in wards. The Northland DHB pilot program also includes clinics at Kaitaia Hospital and Hokianga Health in Rāwene, as well as a service Te Roa Puhōhau Te Rongoā covering Motutau, Haruru, Otangere and Kaiwaka. And that is your Wātea News.